We're only a few weeks away now from our Best of 2010 show, and there's still time for you to get involved if you'd like. Every year, I reach out to DJs, programmers, and music reporters, critics, and other local industry types to provide me their Best of the Year picks. This year, I thought it would be great to include you, the listener. If you've been paying attention to what's going on this year, if you've been paying attention to what's happening, and would like to offer your top 10 or 20 picks of the year, please email me at thecoloradosound@gmail.com. In news and notes this week, Nathaniel Rateliff can add another accolade to go with his already impressive batch that he's garnered since his album In Memory of a Loss was released last May. Amazon.com has named the album number one among their outstanding 2010 albums you might have missed in their Best of 2010 section. Bands and bandmates come and go, that's a given, and in this case a somewhat bittersweet parting. One of our favorite bands of 2009, Houses, is looking for a new keyboardist following the announcement that longtime member Eric Peterson is moving on to pursue other non-music-related projects for a while. Apparently he's lost that love and feeling for doing music for right now. Wish him the best with that. Add the Flowbots to the growing list of Colorado bands leaving or being dropped by major labels in 2010 in a report first filed by Ricardo Baca at the Denver Post and picked up by Dave Herrera at the Westward. Flowbots and Atlantic Records have ended their relationship amicably, and so now they join Meese, Single File, Tickle Me Pink, and Drop Dead Gorgeous as bands either outdoing their own DIY thing or reforming into new bands, like what Patrick Meese has done with his new project, The Centennial. I do know the Flowbots have been in the studio working on the follow-up to Survival Story, their latest that failed to really make much of an impact commercially, but that was considered a much stronger album than their debut, according to several critics locally and nationally. So we'll look forward to that in the coming months here on the Colorado Sound. In a mood to download some great new Christmas music, check out pages by husband and wife team Jessica Sonner and Dan Craig, who for this project file under the name O Starling. Also check out Freebies from Travel by Sea and also John Wirtz, who appears as the keyboardist for Matt Morris and Angie Stevens.